The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and joining you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You scroll down the page there at freetalklive.com, you'll see different news stories submitted by listeners just like you. You can do it through our Reddit-based site. Number one story right now, top story, submitted by Surly Curmudgeon.
We probably have more than one of those.
Activists fly anti-surveillance airship over the NSA's Utah data center.
Oh, God.
It's a video from YouTube, so you can go check that out. And vote on other things. So you can vote up what you like and vote down what you don't. In fact, the story I have about the ride shares, I came right off our front page from Desert Coyote. And I do want to get to that story if we get the chance. The Uber and Lyft companies still continue to be under fire in various different cities around the country. We'll give you an update on their situation here. We've been all over the map as far as topics tonight. Everything from legalization of pot, apparently resulting in teenagers smoking less pot in Colorado.
It's amazing.
And, other stuff like rocket launchers, the freedom to own them, etc. will continue. Immigration was brought up as well. You can bring up anything that you want. Brian's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, hi. Just hey. One thing I think that some of the people, like maybe Tom before, people were kind of missing is one solution that solves everything is the non-aggression principle.
And that's it, yep.
Yeah,
called the zero aggression principle.
Yeah, for those who don't understand what it is, it's just basically, you know, you don't mess with my rights, I don't mess with your rights. And I just wanted to comment real quick on how that could be applied to almost all the topics that Ian just listed off, like such as, let's say, borders. You know, the non-aggression principle could be applied there. First of all, you know, just stop giving the people welfare. To come over here. Boom.
Right. I think that's the biggest solution. If many of the problems that come with people moving here for a better life is hey, well, we got to give them this free stuff. Well, you've got a welfare problem. You don't have an immigration problem.
Yeah, but in the war on drugs, which is, you know, in direct violation of the non-aggression principle, right?
And the war on drugs causes where they live to be inhospitable. People don't want to take responsibility for the war on drugs. The United States government has prosecuted throughout the Western Hemisphere. It's like, well, I have no idea why this is happening. Why are these people coming here? Their villages are on fire. They can't have any good. They can't build any lives for themselves.
Yeah, well, exactly. And then just to jump to another, you know, quick thing is like driving 90 miles an hour through a suburban neighborhood. That's in direct violation of the non-aggression principle because you're aggressing on not only people trying to cross the street, but their kids and all that. So, you know, that's...
Well, I wouldn't say driving fast is a violation of the non-aggression principle because you can still drive fast and drive safely, and it's also up to the kids to learn to look both ways before they cross the damn street. I think parents need to teach their kids and or keep an eye on them if they're too young to learn that particular rule.
But I think residential areas would probably have speed limits up.
Private property owners could certainly have the ability to put up a speed limit and put in speed tables or bumps or whatever enforcement they thought were necessary to curb the speeds through the neighborhood. Don't make it a through street either, and then it's far less likely that, you know, you're going to have people doing that.
So. I live on a major road here in New Hampshire. They don't slow the cars down below 55 miles an hour for my house because I have a 6-year-old.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, I don't think it's aggression, but it could be a property rights violation to go that fast.
Yeah, but somebody is violating that if they're putting doing that through a place where they know, you know, that kids could possibly be in danger. So
I would agree.
I kind of see that as you kind of are aggressing on somebody. I mean, if you're out on the highway and, you know, you're driving 90, 100, you know, I've lived in Montana before where they just recently actually made speed limits on.
Yeah, what a shame.
And actually, in, you know, in Montana, the accidents went up once they actually applied speed limits.
It's true.
To the roadways.
Human freedom works.
Yeah.
It just, it's counterintuitive in many ways. I mean, isn't it surprising that accidents would go up when they put speed limits in place?
How about those crazy videos? I don't know if y'all have seen these, but I've seen a couple of them online. I don't know what country they're coming out of, but some country where there's like this huge intersection and no traffic lights or control devices whatsoever, and you just watch as these cars manage to make it through there, and you know, without causing a single accident. It looks like crazy chaos, but it's really this organized, almost a self-organizing system.
Well, I think traffic circles are, to me, it's a step up. A lot of people don't like them at all, but they.
I'm not talking about a traffic circle. I just mean an open intersection with people coming into it.
Mark's really right. They put those in a few areas that I've lived, and it actually decreased accidents, and you actually don't. I mean, you
know, I don't know if they decrease accidents.
Down, but, you know,
have you seen an accident on a traffic circle?
I've heard they happen
quite
often.
The traffic circles for the four ways.
I've heard they happen quite often because people don't know how to use them, and they get confused, and they don't know which lane to turn out of or turn into, and that kind of stuff.
I think they've been awesome.
I like them. They work very well. I'm not saying they're worse than stoplights.
If you can't figure out a traffic circle, maybe you shouldn't be operating a motor vehicle.
I'm with you.
A ton and a half death machine.
There's a lot of people who shouldn't be operating motor vehicles.
Indeed,
who
but
are
the government
them.
Licenses them.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. As long as you can fog a mirror, you can, you know, pretty much drive a car.
Well, you have to be able to find the mirror.
But then again, if the traffic circle's not working and the accidents goes up, then somebody's going to turn around and say, okay, this solution isn't working at this intersection, so let's try something else. You know, that's the free market.
Hey, Brian, I see you're in Wyoming. How's that Free State Wyoming thing working out?
I am not a member. I'm a big fan of Michael Dean, but, you know, as you know, Wyoming is like the most sparsely populated. There's nobody in Wyoming. I mean, if you've ever driven through Wyoming,
I have.
Drive and drive and drive and drive, and there's like nobody there. So,
but there's this movement.
I'm not
supposedly,
I would probably join the Free State Project and tried to talk my wife into considering New Hampshire.
So you'd consider. So basically, what you're saying is living in Wyoming. And how long have you lived there?
On and off, I've traveled. You know, lived in different places through the country, but for 4 years and then 2 years. So
for several years, you've been living in Wyoming throughout the time in which the Free State Wyoming people have allegedly been there, and they have been so without impact that you are actually considering, if you're going to do anything, moving to New Hampshire.
Well, because New Hampshire is a smaller place where, you know, as you guys always say, you can make more impact. You know, I mean, Wyoming's definitely got, and you know, the close neighbor, I live in, you know, northern Wyoming, and the close neighbor Montana. I mean, they definitely, you know, the real groups are like, you know, the militias, you know, which you can kind of agree with, and you know, they do good things and they do bad things, but they definitely, that's where the organization really happens, you know, in these kind of states up here.
So it's your understanding then that the people who've moved for the Free State Wyoming are really having no impact. You're not hearing any news about them. They're not getting elected. There's like nothing happening, right?
No, I would say, yeah, I'd say you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, they are organizing, but it's kind of more like a Armageddon sort of thing. You know, okay, you know, the communities do get together though. That is one thing that you really see up here is the, you know, the communities get together, they organize, you know,
what does that mean, though, when you say they organize?
Barbecues.
What's that?
Barbecues.
They're organizing barbecues.
Well, yeah, that might be them, but the communities, you know, do really organize up here.
I don't know what that means, though. When you say that they organize, what does that mean? Does it mean they do something, or are they
talking about doing something?
It means organizing more on a community level, where you shop locally, you know, you visit, you know, instead of buying from, you know, from Walmarts, which, you know, those things don't really hardly exist around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy from local farmers, local farmer markets and all that. And I know that exists in New Hampshire as well.
Yeah, New Hampshire's the number three on the list of local, what they call local vor states. Isn't it Vermont number one, Maine number two, and New Hampshire number three?
Yeah, this area of Arcadia.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you. And of course, we're talking about the idea of the Free State Project. Free State Wyoming.
Also, crime is significantly lower in that particular three-state area, because probably because the community's created.
Free State Wyoming was a competitor to the Free State Project, and it's never really gone anywhere of any significance, and that's always what I hear. And there was actually one guy who came to visit New Hampshire who lived in Wyoming for 7 years. He'd moved there for Free State Wyoming, and he left after 7 years, and not really, you know, nothing's happening. But here in New Hampshire, there's more happening than you can possibly be involved with if you are a liberty activist. So check out freestateproject.org, and we'll continue with more Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi, this is Michael Bean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FiendPhone.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book two in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Just dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-453. 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Our website has all kinds of features. We give them away. So go and enjoy those other talk show hosts in the business. They want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month, and we charge you zero. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Although there are ways that you can support the show, and we can tell you about those a little bit later.
Are you looking for an adventure? You know, you're not going to really know what life's about until you challenge yourself. The Survival Training School of California can provide you with that challenge. They've got classes for people of all levels of abilities, and you can go check them out at californiasurvivaltraining.com. The fact is, survival schools around the country, they're not regulated. They don't have a rating system. It really comes down to the instructors. And you don't want to mess with any of the imitators. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com is the place where, well, frankly, three branches of the U.S. military has trained. Here's a quote from J.J. Carroll, Jr., commanding officer, United States Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center. He said, "They've earned the respect of the Marines." And Thomas Coyne there, he performed his duties steadfastly and is an asset to the training center. It's high praise coming. As a matter of fact, another one here from A.L. Mercier, commanding officer VX-31 U.S. Navy, says that strength and supremacy of today's Navy and Marine Corps stems in large measure from the outstanding quality of the training provided to our men and women. Your expert delivery of life-saving information will undoubtedly benefit VX-31. I mean, you don't get this kind of praise if you're a slipshod organization.
Mm-hmm.
Try it for yourself. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. They've got some classes coming up, including a pocket knife only field training class. Should be awesome. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. There's a telephone number for those that don't want to go to the internet. 805-503-8861. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com.
All right, so we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. It is the live Saturday edition. Uber and Lyft are under fire. They continue to be under attack by various different local governments around the country, even state governments going after these guys. And that's because they are a threat to the existing taxi monopoly out there, or the taxi oligopoly, I guess, to be a more accurate term, a group of companies who have special permission to do business with one another. Well, cartel.
Cartel doesn't necessarily have to have permission. You're right.
It's close. Cartel's close. Let's go to Dana in Michigan. We'll get into the details on that. But Dana, were you in Grand Rapids tonight?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
And you're listening to WTKG. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, I am. Hey, you guys, can you explain? I thought I had this down, but I'm not really sure. And for those of us who aren't sure, and it's not that I'm lazy, I'm just so busy because it's summer in Michigan. But could you explain, and I'll take my, answer off the air, but could you explain the concept behind Uber, what it is, and why are people so up in arms about it? I'm catching snippets on things, something about the insurance and people's own private cars and things like that. Could you give us a rundown on that? Because I just heard while I was on hold that you are going to be addressing this. But could you pretend like some of us...
This is a great way to force Free Talk Live to actually get to some of our show prep, because one of the biggest problems we have with this show is we'll tease a story as though we're going to talk about it and then go off on all kinds of different calls to whatever topics. So I'm glad you brought it up, and we will explain it. Thank you, Dana, for the call tonight.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah, thank you. And apparently Grand Rapids has Uber, so if you are in the Grand Rapids area, you can actually utilize this service. Unfortunately, here in Keene, we don't have that. We tried, though, Mark, when you and I were in Austin, Texas. We hadn't really planned very well for what we were going to do when we got off the plane, and we realized that, and we decided, let's look at this Uber thing. We've been talking about it on the air. Lyft is their competitor. That's L-Y-F-T, but Uber and Lyft are kind of the two biggies out there.
And what they do is they provide an opportunity for regular folks with regular cars to share rides. And by that, what they mean is to make money through the internet, not being paid cash right on the spot. Mm-hmm. Although I guess you can give a tip if you want to, but they don't require it by any means. And that provides competition to the taxi oligopoly, as we talked about it. And so that's really what the problem is.
Yeah, there's more to it than what you've explained. There's also the technological aspect of it, right? Because it's because of the internet that Uber and Lyft are possible now.
Sure.
And so the way it's supposed to work, now I'm only going based on my understanding of this. I've never actually completed this transaction because when we tried in Austin, Uber's app told us, sorry, we're not available in Austin yet.
They certainly aren't in Keene.
But in Austin, it's due to the government. In Keene, it's just the market's too small. They just haven't come to this market yet. But due to the government of Austin and various other cities, and the story we've got, it's Salt Lake. But these governments are trying to stop Uber and Lyft, and they don't like the idea of them coming into town. But the idea of how it works is you get the app, you install the app on your smartphone device. And I guess you could do it with a computer, too, if you had, like, a laptop and a Wi-Fi access point. But anyway, it's usually the smartphone that you do this with. And so you load up their app. The app identifies your location using GPS, or you can punch it up on a map or something like that. And then basically you say, I need a ride to wherever it is you want to go. And ultimately there are people who drive for Uber and or Lyft who may happen to be in the area. So, for instance, we're at the airport. That's likely a place where Uber drivers are going to be hanging close to because they know there's business going to be there, just in the same way the taxi drivers hang around airports for the same reason. So you put in where you want to go, and the software hooks you up with a driver. You know, one of their drivers shows up, they pick you up, and then take you where you want to go, and they do it for a lot less, from what I understand, than the taxi cab companies do. And some of the reasons they can do it for less is because, well, number one, they're not paying for taxi cab medallions because Uber's not a taxi company. Essentially, Uber is a company. Uber doesn't own any cars. Uber doesn't have a dispatch. They don't have a physical, you know, office with somebody sitting on a two-way radio sending out cabs to a different place. They don't have any of that overhead. They have the overhead of running the software, so the programmers that they have to have their software and update it and add new markets and things like that. But ultimately, you know, the overhead's smaller. They're not paying for the taxi cab medallions. And in cities like New York City, those things can be $1 million, as I understand it, per cab, which dramatically increases the cost of doing business.
Dramatically. Well, now, one of the problems with Uber that we've seen up to this point is that people that drive for Uber won't get the kind of insurance you need to sort of do business. But I was in the pizza delivery business. I delivered pizzas at one point in the past. I didn't have the insurance to do that either, and that was an issue then. And we've managed in America to make it somehow or another without descending into a fiery abyss of chaos, without people necessarily having the proper insurance in every single situation.
How many of the Uber drivers are not insured properly?
How would we know?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
How many pizza delivery people are?
Right, and how many times when you get into a car with somebody, are you checking their insurance? I mean, even if it's your friend or your family members, how many times have you asked them, hey, are you current on your insurance payments?
She was specific about asking about insurance. I wanted to cover that.
Toll-free number is 855-453. We'll continue here. But my point is, how many times when you get a ride from one of your friends, do you ask them about their insurance coverage? You don't even think about that stuff, usually. More coming up here in moments. You can take control. We'll give you the latest on what's happening in Salt Lake, where they are hitting drivers hard with fines. What will happen there? We'll explain coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition. We're here live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. I was using the magic mud last night, Mark. What is that?
My magic mud is a tooth cleansing powder. And, you know, tooth powders actually, they've got a longer history than toothpastes. Hmm. But what's different about My Magic Mud is it was created by a homeschooling mother of three who loves the ideas of liberty and wanted to, create something to make the world better and sort of sustain her family. What she did is she took charcoal, like charcoal filters. Mm-hmm. And this is charcoalized, coconut husks, which are the best among charcoal, apparently, and bentonite clay. And what it does is it bonds, just like charcoal filters do. They bond and take stuff out of the water. It bonds to the stuff in your mouth and pulls it right out. What I love about My Magic Mud, and the reason that I will use it forever and ever, even after they stop advertising here, is because my mouth feels cleaner than it ever did before. I wake up in the morning, you used to brush your teeth with, fluoride toothpaste or whatever, you wake up in the morning, your teeth got that gunk on them. Not with My Magic Mud. They're clean for me in the morning time. Also, if you've got sort of gum sensitivities, My Magic Mud's great for that. People who don't like the taste of toothpaste at all, there's no taste for My Magic Mud. And it whitens teeth. Now, by whitens, what I mean is this removes stains. It will not change.
It's not bleaching.
Yeah, it's not bleaching. It's not chemical or anything like that. It's all natural. You can swallow it. There's nothing wrong with it. I have. It's, you know, it's so sort of not bad for you that it's encouraged that you can swallow it. No big deal. It is messy. There's no doubt about it. The reason they call it My Magic Mud. You want to get down close to the drain when you brush your teeth.
I don't get down to the drain when I'm brushing my teeth. Only when I'm spitting out the, you know, the remnants.
Yeah, I try to get as close as I can. If you've got any questions, the first thing you should do is go to mymagicmud.com and see the interview with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole, where he explains many of the benefits of My Magic Mud. It's mymagicmud.com. It is awesome.
It's one of the coolest products we've had here, I think.
Happily endorse it. Yeah. I say you need to get this stuff. It is fantastic. Not very abrasive at all, either. Mymagicmud.com.
All right, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Are you an Uber driver or driver for Lyft? These are the ride-sharing companies that have become very popular. In fact, I think it was actually John Bush, who is a friend of the show from Austin. We were talking about how the Austin government in Texas is preventing Uber from doing business. But John actually posted to his Facebook profile. He was so excited. He said, "I use Uber for the first time tonight. Here's how it made me feel. F the taxi cartel. Market for the win, MF-er. Wait till the decentralized, peer-to-peer, blockchain-based alternative reaches the market. Monopolies, beware. There is no stopping the market in action." And what he's referencing there with the alternatives to Uber and Lyft, because Uber and Lyft are an alternative to the taxi oligopoly out there, this old established old kind of business that's been around forever,
and their cohort, their binary, the livery unions.
But there are programmers who are working with the blockchain technology, which is the technology behind Bitcoin. They're using the blockchain technology to create a decentralized system of being able to hail a rideshare, essentially. I don't know how to better explain how it works exactly, but it's
How would I know? I don't know how other people's businesses work, but it sounds...
Well, this one cuts out the middleman, so it won't even be a business, as I understand it. This will just be a way for people who have rides to offer to connect with people who have who need a ride. With, you know, so essentially, they would be cutting out the middleman of Lyft and Uber from this situation. So, you know, maybe Lyft and Uber's days are numbered at this point.
That is the marketplace. It's creative destruction. You know, the old businesses need to go away. You don't want to create protections for the candlestick makers at the cost of the light bulb manufacturers. You don't want to create protections for the farriers union that puts shoes on horses at the cost of the automobile manufacturers. You know, these things happen, and as the marketplace matures, they're going to happen more and more quickly. We all benefit. Every one of us benefit. Yes. There's no doubt somebody who was a blacksmith lost their job and had to go get some other form of employment because somebody was producing cars. There's no doubt about that. That happens. But old forms need to go away. New forms need to take their place.
Yeah, and you've got to be able to adjust to the market. And you, as the provider of those services, if the service you're providing is going out of style, you got to know when the right time is to leave. And, you know, even if you get forced out, you can't be all despondent about it, you know. Crying about it's not going to bring back the farrier business, right?
Nope.
So, anyway, here's a story from Salt Lake Tribune. New high-tech ride-sharing services like Lyft and Uber say they're cheaper than a taxi, quicker, and friendlier. Salt Lake City, however, contends they are essentially unlicensed taxi services and is cracking down by issuing expensive tickets to drivers.
You know what I love about another thing I love about Uber and Lyft is that they allow the drivers to rate the passengers, too.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that way a driver can see a bad passenger before they go and pick them up, because the information's there. You can get it right out of the app.
I hated when I did drive cab, and I hated certain times of day and certain places that I would have to drive. I actually sort of, you know, said I'm just not going to do it. And so
drugs,
they put me, yeah, I just wasn't interested in in that. Right, there's a lot of mess to clean up, and it's not comfortable. Either you feel like you're in danger from violence, or you've got to be hit on by a bunch of people you don't want to be hit on. No, I'm not going back to your apartment with you.
This is terrible what they're doing to these poor people. Angie Palmer, she's a college student and a driver for Lyft. She says, "I received two tickets for $6,500 each.
Wow.
13 $1,000 in two tickets that she received because she gave somebody a ride. She gave a couple people a ride. Fellow Lyft driver Amanda Wardell, a single mom who drives for extra money, said it was pretty intense when she saw her own ticket for $6,500. She says, "I haven't made that much driving for Lyft, so there aren't words to describe how it felt to see that." The city uses secret shopper tactics to ride on Lyft or Uber, then later sends a ticket by registered letter to the drivers. That way you don't know who the person was.
Sure, that way they can use their undercovers over and over again.
David Everett. So they're not making the arrest right there on the spot like they might with a prostitution sting or something.
And I'd like to point out that if in fact these Uber people were dangerous to society, then they're just letting them continue to operate. If it's worth arresting somebody, and that's what a ticket is, then you need to handle it right away. They need to pull them over, put them in cuffs, throw them in jail. Either that or they're not a danger. Now, they obviously recognize these people aren't a danger, and all the city is doing at this point is acting like they're just
a protection
milking
racket.
People.
It's just a protection,
protection racket.
They're protecting the old businesses who've had their licenses for decades. You know, the old cabbie companies, whoever they are there in Salt Lake City.
They're not getting $6,500 tickets. They're paying their money up front in licensing fees.
They've been around for a long time. They know the people in the government. They've got sweetheart deals, and everything's groovy with them.
Can you imagine for a second if a city would just let people give rides to people without handing out tickets? My God, it'd be chaos. We descend into fiery anarchy. It's insane. We don't need these people.
No,
they're
really
crooks. Don't. The people handing out these tickets are leeches. They go home, they wear badges, we're supposed to respect them, they give them parades when they die. No, there's nothing respectable about this.
I don't even think this is the cops, Mark. I think this is a city issuing some sort of a... Maybe they do have some cop doing this, but it's certainly not a cop in the classic sense of they're putting them in handcuffs.
Well, these are the taxi cops.
Yeah, they're just sending them a letter. Of course, if you don't respond to the letter...
Speeders don't get tickets. They don't get put in handcuffs.
That's
they
true.
Get tickets.
So what happens if you don't respond to this $6,500 fine? What happens if you don't pay the fine? And by the way, remember when we were talking about some of the other news about Uber, remember when the state of Virginia was coming after them, which, by the way, I believe they backed down since then. But Uber has been saying, and I don't know about Lyft, but Uber has been saying they're going to stand behind their drivers.
Right.
So I wonder if Lyft is doing the same thing, meaning that they would, if you get this fine, that they would provide you with legal assistance, essentially. That the drivers aren't going to have to go on their own on this. And so we'll find out more about this particular story. If you are an Uber or Lyft driver, especially in Salt Lake, we'd obviously love to hear from you, or anywhere where similar crackdowns are happening. You can take control. Maybe you think these people are the Uber folks shouldn't be around. I want to hear from you if you're anti-Uber.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time, though, for you if you dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We are probably one of the easiest national talk shows to get on because we really don't have much of a screening process. When you call Free Talk Live, want to get your name, where you're calling from, how you're listening, and in like maybe one or two words what you want to talk about. Those other shows want to know all kinds of detail. They want to know exactly what you're going to say to the host when you get on the air, and if you change what you're saying to the host when you get on the air, they usually will cut you right off. We don't do that here on Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. It's coming up. It's going to be here before you know it. It's about 3 months out at this point, October 31st through November 2nd. You've heard about Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the yearly camping event that happens here in New Hampshire that the Free State Project puts on. Maybe you've heard about the Liberty Forum, which is the other Free State Project event that happens in the wintertime where it's more of like a hotel kind of convention event. Well, Keenvention is your excuse to come visit New Hampshire in the fall. So the other events, spring and winter, or no, summer and winter, Keenvention is in the fall. In fact, it's a very nice time to come and visit New Hampshire. It's not too cold yet, usually, at that time of year, though you never really know. The real reason to come to Keenvention, though, is because you'll get to meet the activists. You'll get to meet the people who you hear about so much here on this show, and the focus of the discussions at Keenvention is activism, is, you know, the various different threads and types of activism that are happening here in New Hampshire. For those of you who listened to the show for a little while, you know that the Free State Project is a huge reason why New Hampshire is the destination for freedom, for people who care about liberty. And the Free State Project, they do great events. Please attend the Liberty Forum, attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you can. They're excellent events. But they focus more along the lines of, hey, let's bring in big-name national speakers to attract a large audience so they can hear about the Free State Project ultimately. It's a good good strategy, and it works for him.
It's just not that the strategy of Keenvention.
Right. It's just not at all what Keenvention does. At Keenvention, every speaker who goes on the stage is a New Hampshire-based liberty activist. So we've got panel discussions about the legislative process and being in the legislature running for office. We've got panels about civil disobedience and, you know, non-cooperation, Robin Hooding outreach, being in the media, being your own media. There's all kinds of different topics because there's so much activism that happens here in New Hampshire. It's not hard at all to, you know, pull up 50 different activists to come speak at Keenvention because we've got hundreds of people who moved here. Over 1,600 people are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So Keenvention is really a highlight for that. You can go to keenvention.info. You can grab your tickets now for just $60, or you can buy with Bitcoin over at keenvention.info. Again, October 31st through November 2nd. Only 100 pre-event tickets are available. This is an intimate event. It's the size of an event where everybody's in the same room. There's no different tracks. You're either in the room or you're not in the room. If you're in the room, then there's, you know, dozens of people there. You get to meet them all. It's easy to kind of get to know people in an event like that, which I think it brings a different flavor to the table. And
everybody who went seemed to be very happy with it.
I was really pleased.
I was so pleased that I actually donated money to make sure that you broke even.
You did, and you're going to host the media panel this year, aren't you?
Yeah, I need to start doing something about that.
Okay, yeah, you got to figure out your panelists, because it's like I don't even want to micromanage the panels. So basically, I pick invite different people to host a panel, and then it's up to you. You pick the guy, you know, pick the panelists, you pick the topics. I don't want to tell you what to talk about. So come check it out. Go to keenvention.info. You can watch videos from last year, and you can really actually see the whole convention basically for free online at keenvention.info. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. Uber drivers are under attack. Salt Lake this time issuing $6,500 tickets for people caught driving for Uber and Lyft. And Brian, you're on in Northern California on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brian.
Hey, thank you very much for taking the call, and
sure.
Really great show, very great, you know, really good topics and very insightful
Thanks.
Dialogue. I just had a question. You know, years ago when I was a kid on the Central California coast in a little town just south of Hearst Castle, we had a situation where elderly people who couldn't get to their medical appointments and stuff, there was a group of seniors, usually in their, you know, 60s or whatever, they would volunteer to take these people to the medical appointments, take them to the store for groceries, et cetera.
That's
Should
sweet.
They have been fined $6,500 because they did that? Because they did it for nothing. They did it for free.
Well, in some cities, they probably would be if they even accepted a tip. Because there was a story out of Miami. This is one of the sort of iconic stories a few years ago that we talked about. And this was actually, I think, before Uber and Lyft really even came into existence, where an older guy, probably in his 70s, picked up a young lady who was at a grocery store. She wanted a ride home. She's, you know, looked like a single mom or something like that. She wanted to get a ride home. And he was willing to give her a ride home. And then at the end of the ride, she insisted that he take $5 from her
for gas.
For the gas money and the time and all that. And he refused. He did not want to take the money. He was just doing this as a favor. I'm sorry, ma'am. Look, thank you, but no thank you. And she kept pushing it on him until he finally took it. Just like, look, all right, fine. I'll take it. Just get out of here.
Then she arrested him.
And then he was arrested. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they cracked down on those
folks. Because this was a community effort. Usually it was started by maybe the Rotary or the Lions Club or whatever, and said, look, we have this need in town, and we have retired people with cars, and they do have insurance and stuff like that. And
so they weren't cracked down on, though. You were just kind of asking if some people would crack down on them. They weren't?
Just tongue-in-cheek. I mean, it's kind of stupid to do this kind of stuff. And it's equally stupid to find people that have just, you know, found a new niche, a new type of, like you said, between the livery stable and the automobile and stuff like that, and they're filling this niche, and why they should be penalized, I'm sorry, protecting the old oligarchy is
That's
ridiculous.
All it's about. It's not about protecting customers. It's about protecting the oligarchy. Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you. A little bit more on the story here from Salt Lake City in the Tribune there, SLTrib.com. Everett, this is David Everett, the chief of staff to Mayor Ralph Becker, said the city had issued 118 citations to Lyft and Uber drivers.
That's a lot of money.
However, all but 17 of them more warnings with no financial penalties.
Okay.
They're threatening people with most of the citations, and then 17 of them are $6,500 extractions, demands for cash. Everett said the city had warned the firms that, quote, if you're someone making money providing a ground transportation service, you need a ground transportation license. That's the way it's always been in the city.
We've always robbed people for giving rides, and you will not stop us from robbing people. We make the roads. You pay for that in gas taxes? So what? You must give us more money because you're making money, and making money's evil.
He adds that enforcement keeps a level playing field between the new companies and the older taxi and shuttle services. Meanwhile, Lyft is fighting the tickets, contending it's different from a taxi service and it's not covered by current taxi laws. Lyft is providing an attorney for their drivers. So that's good, because we knew Uber was doing that too. And says that it will pay any final fines for them, as it has elsewhere nationally when other cities have similarly challenged the company.
It's got to take your breath away with that $6,500 ticket,
rough,
though.
Man. Well, that's a real indicator of who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a criminal gang who, there's no limits for these people. They don't care that you're a single mom trying to make a little bit of extra money on the weekends.
Yep, they end up throwing you in debtor's prison for this, the equivalent, because, I mean, the government's the only organization that can throw you into a debtor's prison. They throw you into jail for this. People will just say, oh, you should have followed the law. I've been too scared to stand up for the government my whole life, so you should just follow the law.
Let's go to Joe. He's in Michigan listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, this is straight up theft is what it is. And this, what do they care if somebody, gives you a little bit of money to give you a ride someplace? It's just a protection racket, like you said. It's just like
they care because they want money, right? They want to get their cut. They hate it. These bureaucrats, these parasites, they hate it when business is being done and they don't get a cut. And there's they're not getting a cut from whenever somebody buys an Uber or Lyft driver. None of that money is going to the city directly.
They're getting their fair share through gas taxes.
They're getting something through gas taxes.
It's the same as in the old days, they'd go after the bootleggers and stuff. They didn't care about people going blind, drinking liquor.
Sure.
It was all about tax money. And it's like the mob, man. It's like, pay us money so to protect your business. Meanwhile, they're the ones who really are vandalizing the businesses to scare people into paying them money not to do it.
It is not an inaccurate statement at all to liken the government to the mafia. That is essentially what they are.
The most successful organized crime institute in a given geographic area.
They've done it more successfully.
They fly flags. They have a funny way of appointing dons.
And they're so effective that they've managed to get people to pledge allegiance to them.
Yep. They'll say you're a bad person if you don't like them.
And worship their icons. Thank you for the call tonight. I wish we had more time for the folks that were on hold. If you didn't get in tonight, hey, we do it tomorrow. Mark will be here for the live Sunday edition. You can join him over at freetalklive.com at that time, or maybe on your local radio station as well. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.